This episode was made possible by a grant from Virginia Humanities. It takes place during the 2022 Chickahominy Powwow.
I am Tanya Stewart. I am a tribal citizen of the Chickahominy tribe, but I am Cultural Resources Director for Chickahominy Eastern Division. And I have a bark bag that I had made. The bark bag itself came from a poplar tree, and we just skinned the actual tree itself. So you want to do it in the springtime when the sap is still close to the bark, and when you peel it off the tree, you'll be able to get a whole strip of it. But you want to make sure that your strip is long enough where you'll be able to cut it and score it in the middle to where it will fold over. You want to do all this relatively soon after you've taken it off the tree while it's still soft and pliable. With that, you want to punch your holes. We would actually use stone tools to do our holes, but I used a DeWalt and drilled my holes. But I also used it and put it together with the holes along the side, and it's attached and put together with rawhide. And once the rawhide dries, it gets strong, it gets hard, and you're able to actually use it. Along with the top of the bag, it's also a piece of bark, but it's turned on the inside out, just to give it a little bit more of a decoration. It took 4 hours to make this bag, but once you make it, it has to set and cure. We would have used rocks and sand, and it would have taken about 6 months for it to cure and dry to be able to use it. Modern technology, we use kitty litter, and it took a month. Trees that would have been used to make the bags would have been poplar, maple, birch. Because the bark is smoother, it's a little bit easier to work with. But compare this type of bark to like an oak, the sections would be wider for an oak. So it's just different trees had different uses. And it would always depend on the time of year. Because, you know, everything was seasonal. You know, whatever the time of year was, what we dealt with. With making these bags, the best time to make them is in the springtime because the sap is full and the tree will be able to rejuvenate itself. Now, if I tried to do it now in the fall, I would probably kill the tree. I'd probably still be able to make the bag. Well, I would still be able to make the bag, but I would probably kill the tree. But that's what we're all about, preserving. You do it in the certain time of the year where everything, it'll rejuvenate itself. This bag would have been used by our people pre-colonization. This particular bag, it's not completely solid. So anything like this, you want to put like dried goods. You would put beans, nuts, anything that you would get foraging, you'd be able to put in this bag. You wouldn't be able to carry any liquid in this particular bag. But with this, it's just something that we would be able to use and carry multiple items, not just food items, but just any kind of tools or whatever we would use or would need. This was actually taught to me by Sam McGowan from the Mattapani tribe. And he is the grandson of Webster Custolo, former chief of the Mattapani tribe. He's working with myself and the cultural activities director for Eastern Division, who is Keenan Stewart, who is a citizen of the Chickahominy tribe. So Sam is working with him specifically on making on flint napping, on stone tools, wooden tools, and any kind of weaponry that we would have used pre-colonization. And all that Sam is, he's giving back to us what his grandfather taught him. That's something that I would like to get more involved with, just getting the tribes back together, as one time we were together doing things, you know, not together, you know, specifically, but, you know, we were doing things together casually, not necessarily powwow style, but still we are, you know, affiliated with each other. Being able to get with other Algonquin-speaking tribes, tribes from the Senecamaca area, you know, which is us, you know, just being able to converse with other natives, learn from what they were taught from their tribes. We pretty much do the same things, know the same things, but we have different orders. All right, we're Chickahominy, we did Chickahominy River, whatever was close to us, we use those things. All right, but like the Nansemen, okay, they're on the water also, but they're closer to oysters, you know, or more of a thing for them. So it's like, you know, we would exchange the cultures, the ideas, foods, trade, goods, yeah, anything.